With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. United States launching more strikes in Syria.
The U.S. Central Command released a video of U.S. military aircraft taking off right before the new airstrikes on Syria Saturday afternoon Eastern Time. Retaliatory strikes targeted the Islamic State group following last month's ambush that killed two U.S. soldiers and a U.S. civilian interpreter in the country. Jordan says its military joined the U.S. in Saturday strikes. The U.S. Central Command issued a statement saying, "Our message remains strong. If you harm our war fighters, we will find you and kill you anywhere in the world, no matter how hard you try to evade justice." I'm Donna Warder.
Major labor dispute in New York. That story from correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Thousands of nurses at major New York City hospitals could soon go on strike 3 years after a walkout scrambled operations at some of the very same facilities. The strike could affect operations at hospitals including Mount Sinai, Montefiore, and a New York Presbyterian. Nearly 15,000 nurses could walk off the job just as the city is facing a severe flu season.
And the nurses are accusing medical centers of greed. The hospitals, on the other hand, have called the strike reckless. Next, U.S. Census, well, it's 4 years down the road, but two lawsuits playing out this year could affect how the headcount will be done and who will be counted. Allies of President Trump behind the suits challenging various aspects of the once-a-decade count by the Census Bureau that is used to determine congressional representation and, of course, federal aid to states. Democratic-aligned groups trying to intervene because of concerns over where the Justice Department will defend the Bureau. This is SRN News. A lot of Christians just don't understand salvation.
According to a poll from the Cultural Research Center, 53% of self-identified believers agree with the statement that, quote, a person who does enough good things for other people will earn a place in heaven. And that includes 40% of evangelical Protestants. The survey also reveals that 41% of self-identified Christians think that there are, quote, many paths to eternal salvation, and each individual can choose the one he prefers. Michael Harrington reporting.
Americans disconnected with each other at historic levels, buffeted by what experts call an epidemic of loneliness. In cities and towns across the U.S., many churches and other groups working to reconnect with their communities. Neighborhood Resilience Project, that is an Orthodox Christian social service agency in Pittsburgh, is hosting a food pantry as well as a free health clinic. This is SRN News. Myanmar holding a second round of elections amid armed conflict in the country. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Myanmar resumed voting Sunday in the second round of its first general election in 5 years, expanding polling to additional townships, including some areas affected by the civil war between the military government and its armed opponents. Polling stations opened at 6 a.m. local time in 100 townships across the country. Many of those areas have seen clashes in recent months or remain under heightened security, underscoring the risks surrounding the vote. The election is being held in three phases due to armed conflicts. The first round took place on December 28th in 102 of the country's total 330 townships, followed by the second phase on Sunday. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Israel is monitoring the fallout from widespread Iranian protests. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Secretary of State Marco Rubio discussed Iran in talks over the weekend. More details at srnnews.com.